ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Nightlife. News breakdown.
Ah, yes, the sweet sounds of accordions along the River Seine. And the thoughts of the Olympics coming too. If you thought Brisbane was having trouble with Olympic preparations, you should spare a thought for Paris. Because the Olympics are due to begin in the French capital on Friday, July 26th. That is just 13 weeks away. Are they ready? Je ne sais quoi. There's a mad scramble among Paris 2024 organisers to clean up the Seine River. This is the famous river which runs smack bang through Paris, next to famous landmarks like the Eiffel Tower, to allow Olympic swimming events to be held in the murky waters. It always seemed like a pretty crazy idea. But anyway, Ellen Fanning's been having a look at it. She presents ABC News Queensland on Fridays and Saturdays, and she'll be looking at, she'll be presenting mornings on ABC Sydney tomorrow. And more importantly for us, she joins us this evening. Ellen, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Hello, Phil.
Why on earth did they ever imagine that you could have athletes diving into one of the most polluted waterways in Europe? They actually are going to run is it an event or events in the Seine River?
Oh, several events they're going to hold in the Seine River. They're holding the men's and women's 10-kilometre swim. They're also holding the swimming leg of the triathlon in one of the, as you say, the filthiest waterways in Europe, where swimming has been banned since 1923. Phil, what could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? No, exactly.
Well, this has been a long-term dream of the Parisians to dive back in.
Why do they want to do this?
Well, I think they're thinking back on history and thinking that maybe disemboweling Protestants in the 16th century in the River Seine, the idea that in more recent times a river declared biologically dead, where you can have a houseboat and pretty much have the toilet just emptying straight into the river, has not been a good idea. And so what they want to do is they want to revive this idea that back in 1988, the then mayor of Paris, Jacques Chirac, later the president, had this, you know, Bob Hawke moment, you know, no child shall live in poverty. But his was, the river can be made clean. In 3 years' time, he said, 1991, I will go swimming in the Seine in front of witnesses to prove it's a clean river. Well, he's been dead for 4 years. And if you get in the river still, you'll get a 15 euro fine for very good reason. You are likely to get gastroenteritis. You're likely to get a urinary tract infection. And you're also likely to be exposed to leptospirosis, which is a disease transmitted by the urine and corpses of rodents.
Ah, charming. These are the rodents from the famous Paris sewers, I suspect, are they?
This is exactly right. Now, you see, there's a lot of nostalgia because this is Paris held the Olympics back in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 1900, the Seine was very much the centre of the open water events. And this has an important Australian angle. There was a bloke called Freddie Lane, who was an Australian, who happened to find himself in London and was quite a good swimmer. Now, back in this stage, they were still experimenting with swimming. They hadn't quite got to the Aussie crawl. They were swimming sort of side saddle, creeping along, dog paddle, and so forth. And Freddie went over from London to Paris to represent Australia, and he won gold twice. First of all, he was going to compete in the 100 metres freestyle. And just to prove that the Olympics have been chaos for many years, they decided not to run the 100 metres freestyle. And they said, Fred, would you like to do the 200 instead? And he said, righto, while I'm here, I might as well. And then he backed up 45 minutes later, having won gold in the 200 metres, and wins gold again in the much lamented event that has been dropped from the Olympic program, which was the obstacle race, Phil, which required him to scramble over and under a row of boats on the River Seine. And that was
what a top event.
It was a terrific event. They should bring it back. I mean, leptospiridium notwithstanding. Now, there have been a couple of times in the years since 1923 when they have been able to hold races. I want to play you an official newsreel report from a very excited commentator looking at a 1935 race being held in the river.
It seems to be a good thing to start last in this annual race through Paris, because the River Seine gets so full you could almost walk over the swimmers in front. Jean Tari was the winner this year, and his time over the 8-kilometre course was 1 hour 36 minutes, quicker than you can get through London in a car.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that fantastic? So a central promise for this Olympics back in 2016, the current mayor, Anne Hidalgo, she really ran with this idea of making the Seine swimmable as a pillar of the Olympic bid. Now, we here in Brisbane very much feel for her because, you know, you make big, bold promises when you get the Olympics and really it just gets very hard to deliver them. So she said, we will be able to swim in it, which means they have to eliminate 75% of the pollution by the time of the Games. And this is really critical. The opening ceremony will not be held in a stadium in Paris. From the very beginning, they have a flotilla of athletes riding on boats into the heart of Paris. And so the route for these events, the 10-kilometre open water events, and indeed the triathlon swim, will involve going through the centre of historic Paris, right? The Eiffel Tower will be in the background. They'll go past the Musée d'Orsay, the Grand Palais, and then when they get to the Paris Sewer Museum, Phil, it's time to turn around and come back to finish the race.
I mean, it sounds like a joke, doesn't it? But it's not, because they don't have a backup plan, do they?
They don't. This is the problem. Now, they've spent an enormous amount of problem. First of all, they've stopped people on the houseboats from pooing directly into the city's sewage system.
Stop it. Yes.
but the problem is more profound than that, because it's a very long-term problem. When it rains, and when it rains very, very hard in Paris, the sewage system doesn't cope. So the drains overflow, the sewers overflow, and you get all this fecal matter and untreated wastewater which just flows straight into the river, and you get this really gross level of bacteria in the water. And so they've decided to spend about $2.3 billion Aussie to clean up the waterways. They're creating this huge, giant underwater rain tank that can hold more than 10 million gallons of water. And the idea is it stores water during the storms, and then the tunnel system transports that water and wastewater upstream and through sewage treatment plants before returning it to the river. And so confident are they in this system that, as you say, in this report from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the deputy mayor, you will hear him say in French, if you listen closely, there is no plan B.
There is no plan B, says Paris's deputy mayor, Pierre Rabadan. It will be done for the Games.
Merci beaucoup.
That optimism runs to the top.
Ce sera un formidable moment de fierté française et de célébration.
It will be a tremendous moment of French pride and celebration, says President Emmanuel Macron.
Yes. Has Macron had a swim in it yet? He promised to, didn't he, have a swim in it before the Olympics?
So many people have promised to have a swim in it. So Macron says, I will have a swim in it, but he won't tell us when because he says everyone would turn up. A couple of days ago, Anne Hidalgo, the mayor, who has been the person at the centre of all this, said June 23 or maybe a week after, we'll have to taste the water of the Seine and swim in it. Lots of volunteers, she says, have signed up to dive in with her. We're going to give diving lessons. Here's the problem. Last week, a non-profit organisation actually went down to the water, presumably with gloves on, took some water out of it and found very high levels of bacteria in the water. They had to cancel a whole heap of swimming events in June to September last year because heavy rain sent E. coli readings 6 times higher than the target acceptable for World Athletics. Now, the Deputy Mayor in charge of sports, Pierre Rabadan, says it's not at all surprising, Phil, that the water is dirtier in summer, winter than in summer. And once the summer comes round and the sunlight gets on that water, it'll be A-OK.
Look, I've seen the Seine. I've looked at the Seine from the Pont de Neuf and other landmarks, and I'm sorry, it's a brown and look, the River Yarra gets a bit of stick in Australia. I'll tell you what, it's nothing on the Seine, which just looks putrid. There's no way you would get in there. I mean,
and the Olympic officials are a little less gung-ho than the actual politicians. They say, well, we could just delay a couple of days if heavy water sent all the rat droppings and all the rest of it into
and
the water.
And the slaughtered Protestants, I don't know whether they're still, are they still being slaughtered? I suppose they might, they are.
Depends how hard the rain is, I imagine, as to whether they float to the surface. But the president, this is what I couldn't believe, and I checked it twice because I thought this cannot be right. The president of the Paris 2024 Olympics has admitted to the Times of London that not only could the triathlon be delayed, but if they cannot hold it safely, they will simply cancel the swimming league. It's not really a triathlon, is it, Phil?
Hang on. The triathlon, of course, is cycling, running and swimming. You can't just cancel one leg of it, can you?
All right.
Back on your bike. Go around four more laps and the first one back's the winner.
Well, they could just get some boats back in the river and you can go under and over those, I don't know, like good old Freddie Lane did.
But the
head of the Paris Olympics is a canoeist, so presumably he's extremely reluctant at any stage about getting into the water. And he's saying, well, if all else fails, we'll just do two events instead of three.
Because the thing is, it's not clean now, is it? 13 weeks out, it's not clean.
No, and the mayor is saying that all I have to do is wait till June 23. And in July and August, they say the water will be fine because the currents run very quickly in the winter months and there's not enough sunlight hitting it. And somehow, if the currents slow down, more sunlight hits it and they have this 50,000 cubic metres of stormwater reservoir ready to handle any massive deluge, that it'll all be A-OK. But it'll be very interesting to see when Anne Hidalgo gets into the water, having made this outrageous claim, that she will be able to taste the water of the Seine. I bet she regrets saying that.
I bet she regrets saying that. Yes, exactly. I wonder whether it's given any ideas to Brisbane organisers. I mean, you know, why not? Just everybody jumps. There's a big jump in off the Story Bridge and then up the river you go, do you? Up the Brisbane River.
Well, it certainly solves our stadium problems.
Yes. I would think so. There's not just that, of course. There are all sorts of problems emerging in Paris, aren't there? There are plenty of issues with, what, Paris has got about 12 million people, but they're expecting 15 million visitors.
And
nowhere to stay, people.
Oh, but and bed bugs where you're staying. But you'll remember, Phil, at the Sydney Olympics, indeed almost every Olympics, it looks like a complete catastrophe until, of course, it isn't.
Of course, yes.
And some of the things that the organisers are saying are quite extraordinary. One is that they're doubling the price of a trip on the metro. Mm-hmm. And so they're simply saying to Parisian residents, look, either stay home or you best buy up a whole bunch of tickets before the tourists get here. Otherwise, you'll end up paying twice. And then they use the term saturated, which I assume is a bad translation, to say of the however many there are, I think there's about 15 metro lines, about 12 will be saturated. That is, you'll stand on a platform and a train full of really grumpy, angry-looking people will go past without stopping. And they say the solution to that is if all Parisians could get off one stop earlier.
I love it. Not to mention the demand on the gastro services at the Paris main hospital, which I imagine will be the next port of call after the medal ceremony in the triathlon and the open water swim.
That's right. Perhaps the motto could be, too many poos, we all lose. Hold it in, we all win.
Thank you, Ellen.
News
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.